So that's number one, and that's called caring. And it's pretty simple, but it's something you better remember. Every time you get in for being in front of a prospect, think about what you care. As I'm talking here, I'm thinking about what is it about these people that I care about, even if I haven't met them, so they feel that connection. Second key, give effective compliments. One of the quickest ways to bond with people is to really appeal to what's really important to them. And they want to feel like they're important. They want to feel that they're cared for. They want to feel like you see good in them. All of us do. I don't care how successful a person is. And I don't care how unsuccessful a person is in terms of emotions, spirituality, physical well-being, or physical beauty, or money, or anything. We all want to be appreciated. And if you're the kind of person who gives effective compliments, you can't believe what that does. Now, when I say effective compliments, I do not mean flattery. And I can tell you right now a simple way to make absolutely certain that when you give a compliment, it's not taken as flattery. It's real simple. It's a three-step process. Step number one is state the compliment. That is, tell them the compliment. Tell them something that you really, really like about them. And don't say anything you don't really feel. If you say something you don't feel, instantly it'll be clear to them that it's flattery. And it's not going to work. In fact, it'll work against you. Because now they can see what you're trying to do is manipulate. Two, after you state with feeling what you really believe to be true about this person or this situation, second key is you must justify it. If you don't justify a compliment, people, number one, don't get to feel your compliment because they can't justify, they push it aside and just say you're being nice or you're manipulating me. So you got to justify it. So the way you justify it is you say, because. The reason I say that is because. So you give them a compliment, and you say, the reason I say that is because. You say, you know, you're one of the most attentive people that I've ever met. I mean, you talk about focus. You're incredible. The reason I say that is every time I look over at you, I notice you've got your notebook right there and you're writing. You're one of the few people I see doing that all the time. Now it's a justified compliment, and they really get to receive the good you're trying to give. Third key to being effective in giving compliments is immediately ask a question. What is it that you do that makes you so effective that way? What is it that you do? I'm curious. What allows you to focus like that? That shows you really do care. You really are interested. It makes them think about it. It makes it more real for them. And three, you get to learn something, hopefully. See, my idea of compliments is an opportunity for me to express love to somebody or caring to a stranger in a way that's acceptable while I simultaneously get to learn something, hopefully. So those would be three important keys to have in making those compliments. Now, a couple of notes. Number one of the best ways to give compliments that very few people really utilize is give third-party compliments. The other day I was calling a gentleman up who owns a big satellite television organization all across the United States, and we're considering developing a satellite company of our own. And so I don't know this man, and I want to find out all kinds of things about the satellite business for our own research. Now, I could potentially be a competitor. But what I did was I found out as much as I could. I prepared in advance. Step number one, I prepared. I found everything I could about this man. I called some people that I knew had some association with him, and the question I asked them was, what's great about this guy? Because I want to make sure I like him before anything starts. I said, what do you like about this guy? What's great about this guy? Tell me something about it. What are his values about? And I heard things like, well, he's incredibly successful as a businessman, incredibly bright. He is absolutely about integrity. This guy, if he will keep his word with you. And he knows how to play and have fun, and he's got a great family. I said, well, gosh, I have no values in common with him then, right? I mean, those are all my values. So all of a sudden, immediately, I feel like I know this guy before I even call him. So I'm feeling great. So I'm prepared. It's easy to turn on because I can't wait to meet the guy. I have no call reluctance. Call reluctance comes because you don't know who you're talking to, and you don't know what benefit you're going to have or what benefit you're going to be able to give. So I'm also, by the way, preparing how I can be totally honest with him about what I want to know and give him some value so he wants, so he'll reciprocate. What can I do to give him so he'll give me information that I want to know? And to do it elegantly and honestly. So sure enough, I'm prepared. I turn on. What do I do next? I got to make contact. I get on the telephone. Now I'm speaking to him directly. I've done everything right up until now. All I got to do now is connect with him. And the way I connect with him is I say, listen, you know, before I called you, because I know your time is so valuable, immediately I'm giving him the honest knowing and feeling of I'm not going to waste his time. One of the questions people have is, are you going to waste my time? Because I want to make sure I didn't waste any of your time on the phone when I finally got through to you, I did a little research on you. And I said, I'm really impressed, and I was sincere. Everyone I talked to said four things about you. They said you were one of the most successful business people they knew. They said that you had absolute total integrity, that you were the kind of person that not only knew how to work, but you knew how to play. I heard him giggle when I said that. Immediately got him. And I said, and you're an incredible family man. And those are all my values too, so I can't wait to connect with you here. And I appreciate you're just taking a minute to chat with me. Let me tell you what it's about. Wham! interesting immediately there. I said, you know, and I asked him, I'm curious, and I asked him questions about what's made you successful. And I told him what I'm calling about. I said, I could be a potential competitor someday, but I'm calling to find out what you're doing so that I can make some decisions. So maybe I don't have to do that, but I'd like to know if you'd be willing to. And if in any way you feel like I'm prying into your business, please tell me to shut up, because that is not my intent. I want to be 100% respectful. After all that, guess what? I've given him a reputation to live up to with the compliments. I've let him know that other people feel good about him, which is even better than maybe me in some cases, because he doesn't know me. But hearing that all these people say things about that, that I took the time to find out about him before I called, that I acknowledge his time's value, think of all the things that were induced there in just a couple minute conversation, and my voice and my heart is really open. And if he would have said, no, I'm not going to tell you, I'd be prepared to go, okay, that's fine. That's absolute, you're right, and you know, I just want to at least try and connect with you. Coming from that place, then many times will also turn him around, but I didn't have to go to that place. So make it a habit to give compliments. Make it a habit. Not a habit that's on automatic pilot where you don't think about it, a habit where you are consistently looking for the good in people that you can acknowledge. It'll make you appreciate them more. It'll make you the kind of person that people appreciate. And also, you'll start getting compliments too. And I know that probably would really bother you to have people care about you and appreciate you on an ongoing basis. But if you could deal with it, remember the law of reciprocation. Whatever you put out is going to come back, and it'll come back manyfold. I also would say to you, it's really excellent to give compliments yourself, third party. Meaning, give compliments to other people about someone. You compliment, let's say, I complimented Harvey McKay here. It's a very sincere compliment. He's a really neat friend of mine, neat guy, and I want to promote what he's doing. I want it to get even bigger. And so I give him that compliment, and what happens is I know that it'll get back to him as my friend. That's great. I want that to happen. And I want other people to know how great I feel about him, so I can accomplish multiple things in that process. Does that make sense to you? See, give compliments about other people, and you can't believe what happens. You know how when you say something not so good about somebody, how it always comes back to haunt you? Why not just always say good things about people and have that come back to haunt you in a positive way? And the last thing I guess I could say to you is that don't compliment the obvious. Don't compliment the, if you compliment the obvious, the compliment is not appreciated. It has, in fact, it usually will revert against you. You want to be in a position where your compliments create a state change in people. That's really what we're going for, isn't it? And I would also say to you that make sure that when you're done complimenting that, or you're done with a meeting, that you immediately send a note of compliment, a note of thanks. That's one of the things that that good salespeople do. So what I'm going to do is we're going to have you actually work at creating some ways to be able to care about strangers, and also some ways to create some compliments, so that you're carrying a bag of compliments with you. You can dig down in there and find just the right compliment that really supports this person sincerely. So let's take a few moments and do that right now.
Great. So here's what I want you to do. Remember the steps, the three steps to giving an effective compliment. That's right. Step number one, state the compliment and tell them something you really feel. Specific is always better. Be as specific as you can. Step number two, justify the compliment by saying because, as in the reason why I say this is, and in step number three, immediately ask a question to show them that you really care. You might go, boy, Pam, you look great today. And you know what? It must be that new haircut. Did you do something else different? That way you incorporated all three of the steps in doing it. Now, obviously, that was just an example that I just made up. But you know what? You want to use something that's sincere. So right now, here's what you're going to do. Stop the audio. That's right. Pause the audio. And you're going to give three compliments. If you're at home or somewhere in public, make sure that you pick out three people and go out and do it. Right now. Don't hesitate. If you're anything like me, I believe that taking action now really sets it deep in your nervous system, meaning it'll become part of you if you do it now. Don't hesitate. Don't get caught up in the law of diminishing intent. I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, because then you won't. So do it now. Or if you're in your car, I got a suggestion for you. Pick up your cell phone and call somebody up and give them a compliment over the phone. Or maybe pull over and write down, do it now, write down three people that you're going to give a compliment to, write the compliment down, and then call them up or commit to giving them this compliment in the next 24 hours. So go for it now, shut the audio off, and I'll see you in just a little bit.
Did you hear him? He said stop this audio and do the exercise. I just want you to know I'm still around checking in on you. I don't care if you're driving your car. Listen to what Joseph's telling you. pull over for a second. You got a minute to do this. Capture the moment. So many times I talk to people and they go, oh, I don't have time for something. I say, listen, you don't understand the power of a minute. In a minute, you can change your life. In a minute, you can say, I do, or it's over, or let's begin, or I quit, or it's time, and you start to take action. So take a minute right now and follow through on this exercise.
So how did you do? Did you have fun? Who did you pick, and what was the result? How did they respond? Now, if you haven't done it yet, are you clear about what you're going to do and what you're going to say? Great. Let's move on. Now, what Tony's going to talk about next are some specific techniques that are not as direct as a compliment for creating this connection or relationship with a customer. And as usual, be sure to answer back when Tony asks you to respond, because you never know if he can really hear you. So here we go.